going to have him practice today. I just was walking in with him now. He's going to go see the trainers, and we're going to visit tonight about a plan for him tomorrow, you know, just where he's at. I think it's as frustrating for him as us is for you, I'm sure, trying to get information. So, you know, we'll just take a look at it. It's not exactly good that he didn't practice today, you know, I think, but we'll see what happens, you know.
I don't know.
Is there a chance that he goes on, like, the short-term IR?
We have not talked about that. So I think we're just trying to gather information to see what to do this week, and hopefully we'll know more, you know, tonight.
Do you think he will make a decision tomorrow instead of waiting until Saturday?
I think we'll have a better idea. Yeah, if he doesn't practice tomorrow, you know, then we'll have that's a pretty good idea.
How do you keep a guy like him up? I mean, he seems.
Yeah.
He's a leader. He has to be a leader, but.
Keep him up.
You know, spirits up.
Oh, spirits up. Well, I we talk quite a bit, you know, and I think he's such a competitor, and it's so important to him. You're right. It does, I think, weigh on him. And I think my conversations with him is, you know, that for some reason this is happening, and, you know, to keep leading the younger guys. And I know yesterday he felt like he did a good job with the younger guys, not great. Now today he was unbelievable. And I think he's starting to understand, you know, even though I'm not out there practicing, I do have a strong role on this team. And I think he gets energy from that, to be honest with you.
Does it get more frustrating for you, too, when Marquise has hamstring tightness yesterday, but he's back full today, and Cecil came
well,
back.
No, it's not frustrating when they come back. You know, that's a good thing to me. But I think I'm more frustrated for the player just because I know with Cecil how important it is to him. And you know, he hasn't had the best luck with this the last, you know, through training camp and now. So, and I know previous times. So I think just knowing the individual, knowing how hard he competes and how bad he wants it, I think, you know, it's more of a, you know, I feel for him.
So Lee was fine today then? Marquise Lee was fine today?
Yeah, he did a good job. He did, you know, again, I'll see you at the training room, but he went all the way through, and, you know, he got limited reps, but he went all the way through.
How did Toby look in his limited work?
He did pretty good too. He did good, so that was a good sign.
Did you feel good about Gratz hit?
Yes, Gratz went through too.
Different topic completely. You kept a kid like Josh Wells, even though he was hurt, undrafted free agent. What did you, now that he's back practicing, what do you think of his future?
Well, I think that what we saw in training camp and preseason with him when he did play, I think that we saw some really good signs from him. I think he's got versatility, play multiple spots. He not only could be a tackle, he could be a guard. And he has that type of flexibility. So he's intriguing to us. I know he comes from the level of competition was not an issue for him. He jumped in. And, you know, with his injury, I think we felt like we could get him back fairly quickly.
Alan Robinson.
A much better day today. You know, not that it was bad yesterday. I just felt like he let loose today, you know, and really competed, and he did a great job. I think that he would say he had a really good practice.